thank you for being here this morning. What an honor it is to be in the house of the Lord and to feel His beautiful presence. Thank God we carry it with us every day, but it's just a special time to come together, assemble together in His name and worship Him. We serve an awesome God, a mighty God, a powerful God. And I want to talk about that just a little bit this morning. Let's go to the book of Proverbs, chapter 18. We're going to read a verse that's very familiar to you, but then we're going to read a couple more later on about our God and about how much we really believe. I want to talk about, for just a few minutes this morning, believing what we say. It said, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Amen. And those who love it will eat its fruits. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Now we know that Solomon, one of the wisest men in the Bible, when he was talking about leadership, when he was talking about receiving his position, he was asked, what do you want? What do you need? He said, I want wisdom. The wisdom that he had was a supernatural wisdom that as you read and study his life, one of the times that really comes out of my mind is when two women were claiming to have the same baby and he came up with a supernatural moment when he said, okay, we'll just cut it in half, and knowing that the real mother would never let that happen. Wisdom. What we need today is the wisdom of God in every situation of life. I want to take just a few minutes this morning and help you understand how valuable you are to the plan of God in the world today. I want to say that again. How valuable you are to the plan of God in the world today. When God created this world, He created it with the power of words. Words are so powerful that we don't even recognize how powerful they are. But the word here said that it's so powerful that life or death is in the power of the tongue. When we begin to talk about the power of words, I want to break it down just in three categories. First of all, I want to talk about that the power of words is creation, creativity. We create with our words. We're living in a very negative society. We're living in a time now where if you listen to the news or whatever, you'll be very disappointed and very discouraged most of the time because there seems to be no hope. I want you to understand this morning that God is a God of power. When God spoke this world into existence, it was more than just a demonstration of His power. And I want you to get this. It was instigating or putting forth a law. A law that will remain forever. The law of the power of words. Now you know as much as I do, God could have waved His hand. He could have done any way He wanted to do to create this world. Now how does that relate to me and you? Wherever you're at right now, you're going to need the power of God. In every situation of life, somewhere where you're at right now, you need the power of God. The world that we live in is so negative, and there's such a pressure coming against you to push you out of the realm of God in the realm of consciousness or the realm of thinking. The realm of thinking as, you know, if when we begin to think about our world and our situation, we say, what in the world are we going to do? How are we going to come out of this? And then we begin to get overwhelmed with the heaviness of this world. And that's why God said, don't get overtaken with the cares of this world. Because wherever you're at, He's given you a power. Number one, the power of creativity. You have the power to create in your situation. You got to believe that. I said in the beginning, I want to talk about the believing what we say. Now, the word said that you bring life or you can bring death. Because whatever you believe, let's talk about the growth of our church. Let's talk about the future of Northview right now. Let's talk about filling this place up for the glory of God. For the glory of God. I want you to get that. Do you really believe that God can do what He said He can do? Do you really believe that we as Northview can make such an impact that others will want to come be a part of us? You see, wherever you are right now, I guarantee you, you will face negative situations. You may be in a situation now where you're hearing from a lot of different sides, a lot of viewpoints. And if you're not careful, you'll be overwhelmed by what you hear. Get this point right now. Do not be overwhelmed by what you hear, but learn to walk in what you know. Does that make sense? When I look at what God is going to do in the last days, we look at Northview and we got a plan. God's got a plan for Northview. But let me tell you how it's going to come to place. It's going to come to place by us believing that God can do what He said He could do. Amen. Wherever you're at right now, you have the power to change by the power of your words. You have the power to attack the atmosphere. Have you ever been around negative people? Have you felt the heaviness that's around negative people? Have you ever been around? I was talking to a person another minister, and he was all of a sudden beginning to go down the negative road, and I just stopped. He said, I don't want to say nothing about negative people. I don't want anything negative around me. I want to believe the best, and what I don't know, I'm just going to be quiet. You know what? The conversation changed just like that. Amen? Because negativity grows as fast. Death in life is in the power of the tongue. I want you to begin to believe in yourself and begin to believe in what God can do through you. God is calling today for you. He needs you. He needs you to do a mighty work for Him today. And God can use you to do it. Do you believe that? This church is going to grow, guess what? By you. This church is going to grow because of you. Because when you walk out in this negative world and you begin to speak positive things. Now, how many of you know it's hard sometimes to speak positive things because you're surrounded by negativity? But that's the difference. Be not conformed to this world. But what does the word say? Be transformed. How? By the renewing of your mind. And begin to speak what God's word says to speak, and you can begin to create. Do you remember one day when a man came to Jesus in the withered hand? His hand was withered and he was hurting. He was going through pain and anguish. What did Jesus say? Boy, I hate that. I wish there was something I could do. Is that what he said? He said, stretch forth your hand. Stretch forth your hand. Stretch forth your situation. Stretch forth your environment. Stretch forth your circumstance. Because the God that we serve is bigger than what you're dealing with right now. Amen. And he said, stretch forth thy hand. And you know the story how he healed that hand. The woman with the issue of blood, how she came and touched the hem of his garment. What he could have said, who touched me? Do you realize I'm busy? Do you realize I got things to do? But he didn't do that, did he? He said, you're going to be healed. And she was healed. God is calling every single one of us in the situations. Right now, think about, do you know of a negative situation right now? Do you in your mind right now know of a negative situation? Maybe it's with a friend, or maybe it's with at work or whatever. Do you know that God can place you in the middle of it and that you can bring change? Amen. Do you believe that? Do you believe what you say? You want to know why more negativity than positivity is in the world today? Because people believe more of the negative than they do the positive. Bad news sells a lot faster than good news, don't it? People don't want to hear nothing good. They want to tell, give me the dirt. That's what they say. Give me the dirt. Why? Because we're not dirty people. We've been bought by the blood of Jesus Christ, and we're heirs to the throne of God. Do you realize who you are? We come here every Sunday. We celebrate communion of what Jesus did for us. And he said, the power that I have, I give it unto you. Amen. God is calling you into people's lives. Get this. He's calling you into people's lives, not to sit down with them, but to bring them up from where they are and begin to speak change to the situation. Second thing, the power of words bring a connection. Connection to God. John 1:1 said, in the beginning was the Word. And we know who the Word was. It was Jesus, right? And he says, God said that we have the power of words to connect the natural with the supernatural. We are in a natural world. And we're overwhelmed by natural things. And it's easy to get discouraged by natural things. Anybody here ever been discouraged? We all get discouraged because we're human. But it's what we say in the midst of our discouragement that will tell us we're going to stay here or we're going to come out of this. Turn to somebody and say, I'm coming out of this. Turn to somebody around, I'm coming out of this. I'm coming out of this. You see, I'm here, but I'm not going to stay here. I'm coming out of this because I serve a mighty God who is able. In the beginning was the Word. Psalm 107:20 says, he sent his word. You remember that time when Jesus was talking to the centurion? And so he said, let's go. He said, you don't have to go. I'm a man of authority. I understand what authority is. You can just speak the word. Do you really believe, Northview, that we can speak the Word of God and change can happen? Amen. I want to sink this so deep inside of you because we are pressed on every hand to give up. We're pressed on every hand with overwhelming situations in life. We got to learn to begin to speak that Word. Because the world is full of heaviness. Matthew 12. I got a couple more scriptures that I want to say. See, I had extra time this morning, so I can preach a long time today. Matthew chapter 12, verse 31. I want you to get this. This is a scripture here. This is when Jesus was casting out devils. And I want you to understand, when you determine to be positive, all negativity is going to come against you. And I'm going to tell you what, it's a battle. It's a daily battle to speak the word. Because there's so much negative around. And Jesus was casting out devils. Now, go down to verse 31. Back up to verse 30. Whoever is not with me is against me. And whoever does not gather me scatters. I want to go back to what I said. Believe in what you say. When you look at your situation where you're at right now, what are you saying about it? I guarantee you there's heaviness, there's oppression, there's depression, there's a lot of things that are trying to come against us because that's the world we live in. But you've got the power to create. I want you to let that sink in. Man, you've got the power to connect. You've got power to connect with a mighty God. And look what it said in verse 31. Everybody's heard about blasphemy. We're going to talk about that in just a minute. Therefore, I tell you, every sin and blasphemy will be forgiven people, but the blasphemy against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. Now that's powerful. The power of words. And whosoever speaks the word against the Son of Man will be forgiven, but whoever speaks against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. Now that's powerful words. Have you ever heard anybody come to you and say, I'm just scared that I'm going to do that unpardonable sin? What Jesus is talking about here is learning to believe what we say, because people today I'm going to tell you, there's a negative spirit out there. Jesus, he's raising the dead. He's casting out devils. And there's people going around telling that he's of the devil. You got to get this right here. He's of the devil. Don't believe him. Jesus says, hey, you better be careful what you say. Because you're speaking against somebody that's greater than you are. Amen. And let me tell you what, in every situation you get in, there's going to come a voice saying it won't change, it won't change, it won't change. But let me tell you, God is a God of change. What is the blasphemy of the Holy Ghost? What is that unpardonable sin? I've heard it all my life, you've heard it all your life, and you know, you went, well, I'm just scared that I'm going. You don't have to live that way. What it means is when you reject the ministry and the power of the Holy Spirit, when you no longer begin to speak what God speaks and you just speak against what he's doing, then you're on dangerous ground. Are you understanding me this morning? We need to understand we serve a very serious and a very powerful God. And blasphemy of the Holy Ghost is when there, and let me tell you, it's all in our world today. It's all anti-God in our world today. Don't believe nothing. Don't believe nothing they tell you. Are you hearing me this morning? Anything that's anti-God, you're anti it. Amen? Because let me tell you what, if it were not for God, where would we be? And there's a world system that's trying to get you not to speak the things of God, but to speak what they say. It's all through the Word. It's all through the Bible. You remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? You remember that? That's that whole scenario again. You're going to do what we say. No, we're not. We're not going to blaspheme the Holy Spirit. We're going to be obedient to the Holy Spirit. We're going to do what God tells us to do. And they say, okay, we're going to burn you up. We're going to destroy your life. Now, I know we learned that little story in Bible school, but I'm telling you what, it's a powerful story that tells you if you stand for God, he'll stand for you. And when I stand in this pulpit after we've been praying and seeking God during the week and telling you how great Northview is, because God has got his hand on this place. He's got an anointing in this place. And we are moving forward with God. I guarantee you there would be another voice that, yeah, I've heard that before. Or yeah. You know, where is that voice coming from? It's not coming from God. Because with God, all things are possible. Amen. You got to believe it. Because if you believe, well, whatever will be, will be. That's what your life's going to be. Okay, sarah, sarah. Jesus said, these guys, he said, don't listen to him. He's casting out devils in the name of Beelzebub, or he's of the devil. Jesus quickly turned around and said, you better be careful what you say. Amen. I'll tell you, I feel a strong anointing in this place. God, Northview, do you realize what kind of voice you got? Do you realize what? I'm not talking about singing voice. Everybody can't be Bob. I know that. But I'm telling you, you've got the power to change things. But you got to believe it. We come here this morning, we turn on the lights, and somebody had to believe that that could happen. We get in an automobile now that you don't even have to park no more. It's parked itself. Somebody had to believe that can happen. And if we can believe for stuff like that, I'm asking you, I'm coming to the very last thing now. We got to learn to connect with each other. The power of words is creativity. Secondly, connection with God. And then thirdly, you got to get this connection with each other. There's somebody in your life that God wants you to connect with. I was standing at the door shaking hands the other night, and it was amazing to me the people that say, you know, this is a great church, there's a great atmosphere, but I don't go to church nowhere. And I was inviting, left and right, I was inviting. And it was a sign to me that all around us, everywhere you go, there's somebody that needs to be here that's not here. But you got to believe that, amen? And you got to believe when God puts a name on your mind, you got to begin to be creative and say, oh, well, you know, I've asked them before, and I know they're not going to want to come. You know, I don't deal with a salesman. The first thing he tells me, you don't want this life insurance, do you? No, I don't. Thank you. Because if you don't believe it, I know I'm not going to believe it. Do you realize, Northview, what we got here? We got a great family. Great people. Great. The power of God is great in this place. And all we got to do is tell somebody. And there's somebody that God wants you to connect with. You say, well, I don't have nobody. Start praying. Start praying. And I guarantee you God will bring somebody in your life that you can connect with. Because listen, as we were reading in Proverbs, let me go back there real quick. It said, death and life in the power of the tongue. And then the last part of that says, and those who love it will eat of its fruits. Some of you senior citizens, I know we don't have one or two, but some of you senior citizens, y'all got to know some other senior citizens don't go to church nowhere. Some of you younger people, some of you middle-aged people, all of us know somebody that don't go to church nowhere, but you got to break that spirit of not being creative, because you'll hear that voice say, well, you know, they're too busy, they're too busy. You know, all the negative stuff. Start saying, okay, God, I want you to put somebody in my life because I believe that I have the power to change things. Daddies, you've got power to change your home. You've got power to change where you work. You've got power. Because let me tell you something, the God that's in you is greater. Amen. Do we believe that verse? Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. And God began to give me this message. And I know it's a little simple message this morning, but it's a lot of truth in it. And if you just begin to believe that God can do, when you drive up on the parking lot, you just visualize that new sanctuary out there. I was talking about that this morning. Oh yeah, but that ain't never going to happen. Maybe for you it won't. But if God be for us, who can be against us? Are y'all getting anything out of this morning? Amen. God gave us the power, number one, to be creative. He gave us the power, number two, to connect with him. And as we connect with him, number three, we got the power to connect with each other. Somebody this morning needs you. I'm going to ask you to stand to your feet. Somebody this morning need you. I want you to take the hand of the woman beside me this morning. We sing that song, where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. God is leading. God is leading. As your heads are bowed this morning, no one looking around, I pray today that God would begin to stir in your heart such a hunger, such a desire to see change. Father, we thank you, God, for the power of the Holy Spirit that we feel in this place today. We thank you, God, that you're a God that is an awesome, mighty God. Somebody needs to hear it, Lord. Somebody needs to know that their situation can change. Somebody needs to know, God, that things can be different in their life. God, somebody needs to know, because of the mighty power that you have, their lives can change. Connect us, oh God, with people this week, Lord. Make our paths cross somebody's path that needs some direction. Lord, may we begin to invite and tell others what you're doing in our lives. Father, we thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit and the power of words. And in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. God bless you.